Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. And we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We pray that you have had a blessed day today. Amen. As you have worshiped the Lord, praise God. We know that the Lord has ministered, praise God, throughout the various churches and ministries. Praise the Lord. And we're just thanking God for all that he is doing. Because truly, beloved, the word of God is going forth and God is, amen, moving. He is doing a work in the midst of his people. Praise God. This is an hour and a time and a season where the people of God are standing strong. Praise God. Those that are truly seeking the face of God and pressing into God and pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, you're seeing the results and seeing signs, wonders, and miracles being performed. Praise God. We're going to go into the word of the Lord. We're going to share a word with you today simply entitled, Cast Not Away Your Confidence. And we know that we must have confidence in God. We must not put aside our faith. We must not put aside our trust and our reliance on God. If ever there was a time that we needed to trust God, beloved, the time is now. Praise God. So we pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you today as you listen. We invite you, if you would like to call in, you're free to do so. Praise God. Our call-in number is 718-664-9578. Please feel free to give us a call and just let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. If you'd just like to have prayer, words of encouragement, we do invite you to join us and call in. Praise God. Amen. Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. God, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for those that are listening to the broadcast. And we pray, Father, that your anointing would prevail. We pray, God, that you would begin to move, God, on the hearts and lives of your people, that you would minister, Father, through this word, Father God. For truly, God, you have come to set the captive free. You've come to set us free in our mind, in our spirit, in our souls, in our bodies, Father, every area of our lives, emotionally, mentally, physically, even spiritually. So we thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for the blood, oh God, the blood that makes whole, the blood that washes all our sins away. Father, now you take control of this service. You have your way, Father God. We thank you, God, for your word. Let your word be rich, Father God. Let it, God, go forth and anoint your word with power, Father God. We thank you. We praise you that lives will be forever changed because of the word of the Lord, because of you ministering, Father, because of the Holy Ghost going throughout the airways and ministering. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, before I get into this word, I do want to share a testimony. As I began, the Lord brought back into my remembrance. On Friday, we had received word. We're talking about casting not away your confidence. And a couple months ago or so, our sister-in-law became very ill and things didn't look so good for her. But we began to encourage her to trust God, to have faith and believe God that God would bring her through. We begin to really pray because she really needed a miracle. She was facing a very devastating illness. She had had a very traumatic experience happen to her, and as a result, they thought she had cancer and began to give her chemo, and things just didn't look so good. But we began to pray, and we trusted God. Praise the Lord. We got word on Friday that she will no longer have to have chemo. She's been given a clean bill of health, and we thank the Lord for touching her body, making her every whit whole. And she called us rejoicing and is shouting and praising God for that report. And we thank God because, beloved, God is a healer. God is a deliverer. He's a miracle worker. So those of you that may be sick, praise the Lord, you may be going through, praise God, you may be going through sickness. You may, be experiencing devastating news, or have gotten devastating news as a result of a doctor's report. I want you to believe the report of the Lord. Know that God loves you. Know that He cares about you, and God is a miracle worker. And if He did it for my sister-in-law, He will do it for you. Praise God. And God is yet working miracles. Praise God. Just because you get a report, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to adhere to it. Trust God and get a hold of that word and allow the Lord, praise God, to, amen, minister to you. Allow Him, praise God, to give you His word on the situation. Praise God. And this is a time where we must have faith. So we're going to the word of the Lord. We thank God for our caller that is called in. Praise God. Amen. We're going to the word of the Lord. Amen. Cast not away your confidence. Have faith in God. We're going to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. I want to read these scriptures. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, this scripture is telling us, first of all, Paul is giving us some good instruction here, because we are definitely living in a time, beloved, where men, women, boys, and girls are casting away their faith. Some are leaving the gospel. Amen. Ministries are closing, and ministers are throwing in the towel and giving up in this hour. Praise God. This is not a time or a season where we need to give up or quit or stop. Amen. Things will happen in our lives, but if God has anointed you and God has given you a clarion call, praise God, and He's placed it in your heart what you need to do for Him, you need to be about the Father's business. The Bible tells us that we must occupy until He comes. Praise God. So the word cast simply means to lay aside. It means to throw off or put away or lose confidence. And when someone loses confidence, praise God, they lose hope. When you lose hope, you stop living in a sense. You give up. Praise God. But God, amen, in Jesus, we know, is the reason for the season. He gives us, amen, a reason to live. Praise the Lord. So we must not lose our hope or lose our confidence. Our confidence simply means to be free to speak, to be confident and bold. Praise God. And God wants us to be bold in Him. Amen. He wants us to have the boldness to speak the word of God. Amen. To proclaim the word of God. To be good witnesses. Praise the Lord. So all of this is part of our walk with God. We must not cast away our confidence. Praise God. It has great recompense of reward. Amen. Now, I want to read verse 35 in the Amplified, because I really like the way, amen, it reads. It says, "Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward." So when we choose to obey the will of God, our faith, it will be tried. Amen. Just when you begin to get up and you begin to do, praise God, you begin to move toward, amen, things that God may be telling you to do, or just in your everyday walk with the Lord, praise God, your faith will be tried. Amen. But when the pressure to turn back presents itself, we have to make a choice to continue to obey the Lord. Amen. There are many, many instances in the Bible when the men and women of God were faced with great trial, persecution, different things that they went through. And it would have been easy for them to say, I'm not going to go forward. I'm not going to move. I'm going to go back. But, you know, we just read the scripture where when you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. Praise God. The Lord will have no pleasure in us when we draw back. So, beloved, if you're taking a step forward, don't take two or three backwards. Praise God. Don't look back. Don't shrink back. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. This is a season where we must be seeking God with fasting and prayer. This is a brand new year. This is a year of government. Praise God. This is a year, amen, where God is setting order in the body. This is a divine year for the people of God. Amen. This is this will be one of the blessed years, amen, that we've seen, praise God, in quite a while for the church, for the body of Christ, because this will be a year not only where God will continue to set order, praise God, but God's going to prosper his people in a new way, in a fresh way, praise God. Ministries that have been struggling, praise the Lord. God is going to begin to open doors. Amen. He's going to begin to make ways. Amen. Praise God. Those things that have been hindered and held up, praise God. God's going to release some things to the people of God so that we will be able to do the things that he has called us to do. There's a great work that needs to be done in the body, praise God, but in the earth today, praise the Lord. And in order for that to happen, and then we as a people of God must be fully equipped both spiritually and naturally. So if God has given you a vision, beloved, God will also give you the resources, the means, amen, to do the things and get what you need to accomplish his will. Praise God. So don't lose heart. Don't back up. Know that your faith will be tried. You will go through some things. Amen. Even in pressing forward and pressing toward the mark and doing the things, again, that God would have you do. Praise God. So when you're hit by a fiery dart, do not let down your shield, but continue to hold it high. And then continue to remain in the place that God has directed you to walk in and allow God to fully develop you into the vessel that he desires you to be. Praise God. And a lot of times trials come and all these things come, amen, to make us strong in him. Praise God, to build us up in him. Amen. All these things happen, amen, so that we will have substance in God. Your character has to be made. Praise God. The Bible says the trying of your faith, it works patience. Amen. Endurance. Praise God. So as you go through a trial, as you go through different things, it will work patience, endurance. I mean, you will get that stamina to stand and to endure, knowing that God will, amen, cause you to triumph in him. Now listen, do not lose the momentum that the Holy Ghost puts inside of you. Momentum, he gives us fire. Amen. He gives us zeal and all of that. We must not lose that momentum. The Lord will not abandon you, nor will he leave you without proper covering. Amen. So if God is called, amen, and it's important both naturally and spiritually that you're covered. So when you're walking in the direct will of God, God will not lead you out there and leave you without a covering. He will protect you. Amen. He will guard you. He will guard the anointing. Praise the Lord. All that goes with that. Praise God. He will not abandon you. Amen. Psalms 91:4 states this, that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. So this is divine protection, amen, from the enemy's attacks. So we know that we do have an enemy. Amen. He's real. Praise the Lord. But we have a God that's real. We have a God that's a God that's more than enough. Praise the Lord. When God told Moses to go to Egypt, he said, I'm sending you back to lead my people out. Praise God. He gave him specific instructions, told him to tell the people who sent him. He says, tell them, I am. Glory to God. And God is the great I am. Amen. He is our Alpha. Amen. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Praise God. So we are on the winning side, beloved. So know that God will protect you. He's got your back. Amen. Now listen, what we got to do, we must continue to walk in confidence and boldness that God has placed within us. God gives you confidence. He lets you know, praise the Lord, through through words. Amen. People will come, and when God is about to do something big in your life, amen, you're going to know it. Praise God. God's going to begin to speak. He'll begin to give you direction. He'll begin to give you instruction. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you all of that to let you know, amen, this is me. And then he'll send witnesses. He'll send word to you. Amen. He may do it. Amen. Through a message, he may send someone, praise God, that'll preach a message. Amen. He's been dealing with you on an issue, praise God, and he's giving you the answer, and you're still doubting him. Amen. Still not sure, praise God. God's going to let it be known that it's him, praise God. So there's no doubt that this is the will of God. Amen. And walk in it. Amen. Be assured that God will not abandon you. Amen. So don't let down your guard. Realize that out of your heart come the issues of life. So what we got to do, beloved, we must allow the Lord to give us the endurance to stand every test that will come our way. In order to go to the next level or dimension, you must pass your test. And it's the same way in the natural, praise God. Amen. When we go, amen, and we're in school, we get ready to graduate, we've got to take a final. They've got to know that you know, that you know, come on now, that you have learned, amen, that subject, praise God, in order to graduate, go to the next level, praise God. And it's the same way in God. Tests come, amen, to prove where you are, to prove what's in you, to prove what's not in you. Come on. Amen. And so when we take inventory of our life, we ask God, search me. If you find anything that should not be there, Lord, take it out. Why? We want to be right. We want to be straight. We want to be whole. We want to be able to go on with the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to read verse Hebrews 10:36 from the Amplified Bible. It says, "For ye have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry out and enjoy to the full what is promised." Praise God. So we've got to be steadfast. That means we've got to be unmovable. We've got to be settled. We must be firm in the truth and know that victory is ours because of Jesus. So when you're steadfast, when you have your face set as a flint, praise God. Amen. You will not bow to the enemy. You will not back down, but you will press forward. Praise God. You will stand and you will go forth and you will even endure as a good soldier. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:58 says this, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable." Listen, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not fruitful, it is never wasted or to no purpose. Oh, I love this scripture because it's so encouraging. It lets us know, praise God, that our work is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Now, to be immovable or unmovable, it says not to be shaken or moved away from the hope of the gospel. And Jesus, when he came, he preached what? The good news. He preached the gospel. He preached healing. He taught healing. He laid hands on the sick. He came to set the captive free, beloved. And we must go forth as Jesus did. Amen. Because we're followers of him. So we must do what he did and greater, because he said, "You're going to do greater works because I go to the Father." Praise the Lord. And then we must always abound in the work of the Lord. That means we must continue to grow. Where I am now, I won't be in the same position or state or condition, however you want to say it, tomorrow or next week or next year. We ought to see growth in our lives. Amen. I can honestly say that I'm not where I was last year. I praise God that we've grown, that we're maturing, and we're, you know, God is raising us up even more spiritually. Maturity in him, getting closer to God. Amen. The closer you get to God, the further away you get from the world. Amen. It will lose its value. It loses its hold on you, if you will. Praise God. God wants us to stay close to him. I mean, he tells us in the word, if you draw nigh to him, he's going to draw nigh to you. Amen. And we need God. We need to stay close to God in this hour, beloved. We need to stay close to the fire. We need to stay sensitive to God. Be quick to obey the Lord. Be quick to heed the voice of the Lord, his voice. Praise God. So we're going to always abound in the work of the Lord. Continue to grow. Excel. And it become better. Perfect that thing that's within you. When a person is going through a master's program, what they're learning to do is master their profession. Come on now. Amen. They're mastering it. They're perfecting it. They're fine-tuning it, praise God, because when you're at the graduate level, you're at a whole different level, praise God. Amen. And you're perfecting that thing. You're fine-tuning it, if you will. You're zeroing in on really what you really want to focus on when you get to that level. And so when we're abounding in the work of the Lord, we're excelling. We're going to become better. Amen. We're going to remain in the work of the Lord, and we're going to accomplish all that God has destined for us to accomplish. Praise the Lord. And then over into Hebrews again, 10 and 38, this scripture says that the just shall live by faith. Amen. But if any man draw back, the Bible says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to read that in the Amplified as well. It says, but the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction. Respecting man's relationship to God and divine things and holy fervor born of faith and conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. So God takes, again, beloved, God takes no delight in us when we draw back, when we allow fear to keep us from even reaching our potential. Praise God, because of fear of man or fear of what people will say. Praise God, fear of failure. Praise God. Amen. There's no failure in God. Amen. God does not call us to a life with him in order for us to fail, beloved. Amen. God wants us to prosper, and he wants us to, amen, reach our destiny and fulfill all that he's called us to fulfill. Praise the Lord. So, but fear will keep you in a box. Fear brings torment, and fear really is faith in the enemy. Praise God. It's not faith in God. So God, there is no productivity when you're walking in fear. Amen. You won't produce, you won't move, you won't grow, you won't expand when the spirit of fear has your life gripped. Praise God. And when you do fear, a lot of times when people walk in fear, they do back up. Amen. You can't go forward when you're afraid. Praise God. It will just cause you to be gripped and halted. Praise the Lord. So when we draw back, the Lord has no pleasure in us, takes no delight in that. Praise God. So in order to survive, listen, our faith must be secure and it must be firm. God takes, listen, beloved, God takes no pleasure when we again shrink in fear. Does not take pleasure. Praise God. So listen, faith is simply being persuaded of. To be persuaded, to place confidence in. So when you have faith in someone, and then you putting all your confidence, your hope, you know, praise God, that when you say God will, you know he will. You're placing your confidence in him, your trust in him, your hope in him, your reliance on him, God. And then if you're sick, praise God, and you begin to proclaim the word says I'm healed, the word says I'm free, the word says I'm blessed. You speak that word and you speak life over your body. Amen. If you have cancer in your body, you got those cancer cells in your body, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, praise God. Amen. Whatever the case may be, whatever the sickness or illness or infirmity, praise God, you have a right as a child of God, amen, to call on God, amen, to begin to speak to your body. body. Begin to speak life, praise God. Amen. When death tries to creep in and you know it's not time for you to leave, you can make death behave. You can speak the word. Amen. Speak life. Don't speak death over your situation, praise God. Amen. Because remember, beloved, you are snared and caught by the words of your mouth, praise God. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, praise the Lord. Amen. So when we put confidence in God, we know that God will come through every time, praise the Lord. Amen. Faith also means to be absolutely dependent on and to rely on the word of God. Amen. So we're relying 100% on the Lord, not on us, not on what we think, not on what we feel, praise God, not on what another man or woman would say, but what the word of God says. Praise God. The Bible is clear. Amen. Jesus said heaven and earth is going to pass away, but his word will stand forever. So when we choose to walk in the light of the word of God, praise God, the Lord has to come and see about us. Praise the Lord. And you know what was so blessing to hear my sister-in-law say, that there were so many people that were praying, that little women, precious mothers, praise God, were calling her and praying. And one sister, she shared how one sister prayed so that she literally had to put the phone down, and she still prayed. Praise God. She prayed. Oh, my God. And then she came back and she asked my sister-in-law, are you still there? And she said, yes, ma'am, I am still here. She said, I just had to just pray this out. Praise God. I had to pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. It just got real good to her. Praise God, the prayer. Praise the Lord. But God moved. God heard those prayers. Praise the Lord. And beloved, you never give up. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care, amen, what goes or what comes. Continue to pray and seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because God will answer. Amen. He will answer. Just as he answered for her, he will answer for you. Praise God. Amen. And then another thing is this. We must be fully surrendered. Amen, to the Lord. This is part of faith. When you really have faith and confidence in God, you will be persuaded that no matter what happens to you, Romans 8, 38, 39, we're going to read that in a minute, but no matter what happens, praise God, nothing will separate you from the love of God. Praise the Lord. When you put your confidence in him, you know that when you pray, you will receive the petitions, amen, that you ask of him, because you're praying in faith. You're not doubting, but you're believing that God is a God of his word and he will do exactly what he says. And then when you fully surrender, you're yielding everything in obedience to God, to the truth of the word of the Lord. Praise God. This is ultimate trust in God. This is trust, praise God, that you don't go by feelings, you go by faith. Amen. So this type of trust, when you get to this level of faith, amen, your feelings are really not involved, because you're strictly walking by trust. You're trusting God. You're depending on him. You're not looking to any situation. You're not looking to your surroundings. Amen. You're not listening to what the enemy would say, or even sometimes what other people would say, but you're totally relying on the word of the Lord. Now let's go to a scripture. Amen. We're going to go over to Romans chapter 8. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8. We want to read that scripture, verses 38 and 39. Praise the Lord. The word says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And beloved, we are living in an hour now where we must get there. We must be to where nothing will separate us from the love of God. No situation, no circumstance. Amen. The harder the trial, the more you should be praying God, praying and seeking God. Praise God. The harder the way looks, the more you should set your face as a flint and obey the will of God. Amen. And you got to trust him. You got to depend on him. We're going to stay on that faith, because we got to have faith in this hour. Amen. The body of Christ will go through some really, really tough things in the coming year, next few years. And in the body, you talk about being tried. Our faith will be tried to the core, praise the Lord. Every fiber of our being will be put to the test, praise God. But we can come through victorious because Jesus already said, amen, that we are victorious in him, praise God. But our faith and our trust and our reliance on God must be secure. We must know the God that we're serving. We must know who we are, praise God, in God. Amen. And whose we are, praise the Lord. You've got to know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You've got to know that you're the head and you're not the tail. Praise God. You've got to know that you're a new creature in him. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Praise the Lord. God makes us new. When we come to him, when we yield our life to him, we repent of all of our sins. He washes us in the blood of Jesus, praise God. Amen. He cleanses us from every sin, praise God. Amen. And then he fills us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes in our life. Amen. We're baptized. When we're baptized in the Holy Ghost, he comes in. Praise God. He is our comforter. He is our strengthener. He is our helper. Glory to God. He's our teacher. Come on, somebody. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God gives us all that we need to make it. Praise God. We are sojourning through this land. We're not here to stay. Praise God. Don't get too comfortable. Praise God. You're only going to be here a few days. Come on now. Amen. If Jesus don't come by way, we don't leave here by way of the rapture. We're going to go in the ground. Come on. Amen. And we must be ready. We must occupy. Amen. We must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. And we must hold on to faith. We must trust God with everything that we have. Praise the Lord. So we must be fully surrendered and yielded and in obedience to the truth. Now I want to read another very familiar scripture. Amen. Over in, you can travel a little further in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, very familiar scripture. Amen. Verse 6. Praise God. That word says, but without faith, it is impossible. Listen, without faith, without trusting God, without relying on him, without depending on him, amen, it is impossible to please him. We're not out to please one another, beloved. This is one thing in ministry a lot of times, you know, we want to impress, especially leaders that are on the forefront. You know, we're trying to get to the big pie in the sky, if you will, want that big platform, praise God. So you're going to want to impress someone. You're going to want to know somebody that knows somebody, come on, that can help you along, praise God. But, you know, in the kingdom of God, we really don't have to do that because the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and it will bring you before great men. Praise God. If you're doing the will of God and you're obeying God and where he has you right now, you may be an evangelist. You may be on the field. And God may have put you on the field or you're getting ready to go that direction. Beloved, you trust God to open those doors that need to be opened. When you read the book of Acts and you read and see how the men of God, how they simply went and they did what God told them to do. What's not a struggle? Praise God. Whenever you got a struggle for something, praise God, you need to go take a look. Amen. Amen. You know, I've been preaching since I was called into the ministry at the age of 18. Amen. And I've been preaching since the early 80s, praise God. 1982, I believe it was, I preached my first message. Praise God. And you know what? I have never, from that time until this time, never opened and never opened the door myself or beat down the door to go and to preach in someone's church or pass out cards or, you know, did a lot of things that a lot of people do, praise God. I've always trusted God. And, you know, my focus has just simply been to please the Lord, praise God. And way back then, it wasn't even about me going to anybody's church and ministering anywhere. I was so shy and so, you know, I wouldn't even really hardly talk, praise God. But I knew when the Lord called me and I accepted the call that, you know, he was going to help me fulfill, that he was going to do the work that needed to be done. And God has opened up doors down through the years. I think back over the years, praise God, how God divinely has opened doors when the Lord spoke a word through an evangelist, praise God, that did not know me, didn't know anything about me, and said, you're getting ready to go to foreign field. God's going to open a door. He said he saw a map and he saw God beginning to expand it. God was going to send me overseas, and it wasn't 2 days later I got an email, got a request to go to Germany to speak, praise God, in a conference there. Amen. We have been all over the world. We've been in Africa, praise God. God divinely has opened these type of doors, praise God. But it wasn't anything of me. It was nothing that I did. And I'm saying this, beloved, that when you have faith and you really trust God, God will do the work, praise God. But he's looking for us to be willing and obedient. Amen. He's looking for a people, amen, that will simply surrender their lives to him, praise the Lord. And so you cannot go wrong, beloved, when you obey God, when you get in the vein and you walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost and you allow the Holy Ghost to take precedent in your life. You cannot go wrong, but you must hold on to faith and you must continue to trust the Lord, praise God. So I want to read the scripture again. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, listen, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, when we truly, truly, truly seek the Lord, praise God, we seek him with all of our heart, we're going to find him. When we search for him, we will find him, praise God. And then he will answer our petitions. There's a scripture in another scripture in Isaiah 65 and 24. Amen. We're going to read that. Amen. Isaiah 65, amen, and 24. It says this, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now, isn't this something? That God so loves us, before we even call him, he's already preparing to send an answer. A lot of times, beloved, we're not getting the answers. You're not getting the answers you need because you're not calling on him. You must do it. You must speak it out. Praise God. Amen. A couple months ago, amen, there were some things that we needed. I began to pray. And before the week was out, I had the answers. God had opened up divine doors for me. Praise the Lord. God will meet your need. Beloved, you must pray. You must call on him. Don't be afraid to ask God. Don't be afraid to petition him. Amen. Give yourself over to the Lord. Amen. It's the best walk, the best life. Amen. I would not want to be doing anything other than serving God. Amen. Nothing else will satisfy me. Amen. My life is committed to the Lord. Amen. Totally surrendered to the will of God. Whatever his will is, that's what I want, beloved. And that's what you should desire. But you've got to put your faith and trust in God. He will work everything out for you. Praise God. God is a God of his word. Amen. You must know that he is, I'm going to say it again, God is a God of his word. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, and then we must trust without reservation in the faithfulness of God. Listen, God is faithful, even, beloved, when we're not. Now, there's a scripture in Matthew 6 and 25 through 34. We won't take time to read it all, but I'm going to try to paraphrase a little bit. But it's talking about taking no thought for what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. Amen. Because you know what? God takes care of the sparrow. He takes care of the birds. He takes care of these animals. They really, how could they take care of themselves? He sees that they eat, praise God. So just as God does that, don't you think God will take care of you? Amen, Pastor. Amen. You're wondering how you're going to fulfill and complete everything that God has put on your heart. Amen. Just as God did it for the little sparrows, amen, he's going to take care of you, and he will make sure, amen, when you're walking in the direct will of God, in the perfect will of God, God will ensure, amen, that you, amen, are able to accomplish all that he has destined for you to accomplish. Praise the Lord. Amen. God will make a way where it seems to be no way. Where the enemy will try to say, no, you're not going to get that done. That's not going to work, praise God. But when you look to the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord, God will open up a way. He will make a way in the wilderness of escape, even if necessary. Hallelujah. He did it for Egypt. He did it for Israel, rather. Amen. He will do it for you. He did it for Paul and Silas. Oh, my God, he did it for Peter. Peter was on the chopping block to be destroyed because Herod had lifted his hand up against the apostles and took James and killed him. And when he saw that it pleased the people, he said, oh, I'm going to go further. I'm going to get Peter. Glory to God. And the Bible says that he apprehended him, put him in jail, praise God, because he was going to do something with Peter. He was just going to, you know, whatever he had planned to do. Amen. But we know that the Word of God lets us know that before he had an opportunity to do what he wanted to do, praise God, amen, that very night, God sent an angel into the jail. Now, you know what? Peter was heavily guarded by four guards. Amen. They had his feet chained in stocks. They had two guards, one on either side of him to cover him. They had guards outside because they did not want him to get away. But how many of you know none of that could stop the Holy Ghost from going in that prison and setting that man of God free? It was not his time to go. Now listen, the people began to pray when they got hit. Amen. With James dying, that was a big hit. And beloved, you know, we have seen tragedies come to the body of Christ where men and women of God have died, praise God, suddenly. Amen. It hits us, it jolts us. But they began to pray for Peter. Amen. And God divinely sent an angel in there. Amen. And woke him up, hit him in the side, told him to put his clothes on, put his shoes on, and come on, follow me. Praise God, they went out, amen, went all the way out of the prison, amen, and the angel led him to a certain point, and then he disappeared. When his work was finished, Peter realized, he turned around and realized that he had been set free. Praise God, he knew that it was nothing but God that set him free, and it encouraged this man of God. It did not discourage him. Come on. Amen. It encouraged him. He went to the house where they were praying. Rhoda went to open the door. When she heard his voice, she went back to say, Peter's at the door. They began to say, no, he ain't at the door. What's wrong with you? Praise God. But long story short, we know, amen, God delivered this man. He went on to preach the gospel. Amen. These men and women of God did not let anything stop them from their mission, and Jesus is our mission. Come on, somebody. Jesus is the reason, amen, that we're on the air tonight, because his word must go forward. The word of the Lord, got to go forth in your life right now. So, beloved, if you're discouraged, if you feel like giving up, praise God, all hope is gone. I want you to know hope is not gone. Praise God, there is a dawn of a new day. God is not finished with you yet. Praise God, God wants you to get up. Praise the Lord, God wants you to know, amen, that he's with you, that he loves you, that he cares about you. Praise God, and he wants you to know that he's going to work things out all for you because he loves you and because he cares. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged, beloved, and know that God is with you. Do not lose hope. Don't lose faith. Trust God. Trust God. Put your trust in God. Stop putting your trust in man. Stop putting your trust in your money. Stop putting your trust in the material things that you have. Praise God. God is the reason you have them. Amen. He is at the helm. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you give all that to God, amen, you can lay it down if necessary. Praise God. Amen. To go on with the Lord. God is going to prosper us. We're not going to walk in lack. Praise God. We're going to walk in prosperity and wealth, both naturally and spiritually. Praise God, because it's what the word declares. Amen. God said that. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Beloved, God says it is him. He gives power. He gives us power to get wealth authority. That's authority. Amen. The wealth, amen, is so that it can be used strictly for the kingdom of God. So many times God blesses, amen, and we begin to heap things up to ourselves. And flesh will kill you. Flesh will corrupt you. Amen. Flesh will take you down a path where the end of that path is nothing but destruction. So we want to trust God. Listen, faith gives you over to a new way of life. When you begin to walk in faith and trust, your life will change. Everything about about you will change. Your character will change because you'll begin to walk in love. You'll begin to walk in joy. You'll begin to walk in peace. You will walk peace. You will walk in faith. You'll walk in temperance. You'll walk in mercy. You'll walk in grace. Come on. All of these things come, amen, when we simply trust God. We must trust the Lord. Hallelujah. You must trust God. You must rely upon him. Praise the Lord. Now, trust, we must trust God finally in all areas of our life. Don't just give God a part of your life. Give him all of your life. Give him everything that you have. Praise God. And keep him first. Praise the Lord. Amen. Keep God first. Do what the word says. I think it's in Ezekiel that talks about us eating the whole roll. Don't just eat a part of the word and then leave off the what you don't want to do. Come on now. Amen. But we got to eat the whole roll. When God brings correction, get corrected. If he brings a rebuke, take the rebuke. Come on now, because you know what? If God did not love you, he wouldn't chastise you. Praise God. All of this is part of our walk, beloved, with the Lord. So we got to know that God is faithful. His word is faithful. And he's faithful, that promise, most of all. So God gives his word, and he does what he says. When God speaks of things and decree it, amen. Amen. He's going to see that his word come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. So what we must do, beloved, we must obey God to the fullest and know that God will come through for you. God will come through every time because he's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a righteous God. Oh, I love the Lord today, and we thank God. Beloved, do not cast away your confidence. Put your faith in God. Continue to trust him and know that God will work all things out for you. Amen. I say that a lot because it's true. He will. Amen. Romans 8, I believe, talks about that. All things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We have been called for a divine purpose, and that purpose is to fulfill the will of God in our lives. Praise God that the glory of God may be revealed. Praise God that people will know that Jesus is real, that he died for your sins. Hallelujah. He rose that you may be free. Hallelujah. He's totally paid the price for us. Now, beloved, I want to share a word, and I believe I did share this on an earlier broadcast, but I feel led to share this word again. Praise God. And this is concerning this year. 2012 will be a year of divine government. It will be a year of establishment. Amen. The body of Christ will experience a new wave of glory. My presence will tabernacle in a fresh way. Amen. And those, again, that are seeking God, praise God. Amen. God is showing up. He's showing up in our services in a powerful way. Amen. We were in services some time back, and just the power of God so took over. Praise the Lord. People begin to just praise God. They begin to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. They begin to just yield to the Spirit of God. Amen. This is what God wants to do. He wants to pour out his Spirit on us in a fresh way. The Bible says in Joel that in the last days he will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. When God begins to pour out and rain, amen, and people begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Ghost falls, amen, and ministers healing, ministers strength, casts out demons, all of that. Praise God when we get in the presence of the Lord. And so God wants to tabernacle with us in a fresh way. God will sharpen those who persist in him and continue to walk in obedience to his will. It will be a year where God will expose sin, as he did in the book of Acts. No longer will the enemy be able to mask the truth from true leaders who are seeking God and walking pleasing to his will. So the discernment, amen, in the body is about to intensify and increase. Amen. Where the enemy was so subtle, bring in things in our ministries, witchcraft and different things to pull down the work. Amen. God is going to open our eyes to let us see. Amen. Demons, I heard something today, that, and I do agree with it, that demons should not be comfortable in our midst. Amen. We shouldn't have to tussle and struggle over demons. Praise God. The only thing you can do with a demon is cast it out. Amen. We've let the devil ride long enough, beloved. And so we must now put him under our feet. Praise God. Now listen. No longer, again, will the spirit of witchcraft be allowed to operate unhindered. For I, the Lord God, will raise up true apostles and prophets that will proclaim my word with boldness and confidence. I am establishing fivefold ministry to equip the body of Christ. Walk before me, says the Lord, and allow me to perfect those things that concern you. Do not lose heart, do not faint, but stand bold, proclaim my word, and watch me move for you, says the Lord. God desires, beloved, to move for us. He desires to move in a mighty, mighty way, but we must be determined to walk in his perfect will. Being in the permissive will not work, beloved. Those days are gone. The time for making excuses and why you're the way you are and why you can't be delivered and why you can't be set free, those days are gone. Amen. The real church is standing up. Hallelujah. God has a people. He has a remnant that's going to look like him, act like him, walk like him, talk like him. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, you will be ridiculed. You will be persecuted. When people see Jesus, they see the God in you, and they see that you're submitted to him, you will draw some persecution. Come on. Amen. You're going to draw it. Praise God. Amen. But God said, if you suffer with me, hallelujah, you will reign. Glory to God. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged today. Don't cast away your confidence. Put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you for those who have listened into this broadcast. I thank you for the caller that called in, that their calls have dropped. But Lord, you know, and I'm asking you to touch and minister to them, minister light, minister strength, minister healing, bring deliverance in every area. Father God, give them a closer walk with you, a closer desire to be with you, to stay in your presence. Oh God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for ministering right now. Those that may be listening, Father God, I'm asking you to minister. Father, I'm asking you to move in a mighty way. God, have your way in the lives of your people. Father God, in the lives of your men and women of God. Ministries, Father, all throughout the nation of America. Let there be a shaking in the land, God. Let it start in New York. Let that fire run through, hallelujah, every state, and let revival begin in New York City. And let it come all the way across the country, going all the way over to California, all the way over up into Washington. Father God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh my God, flow through America. God, just as judgment is coming and you've spoken word to us about the things that are going to happen in this nation over this year, God. Father God, you prepare us, God. You shape us up, God. Oh, God, there's a shifting going on in the land right even now. It's still a shifting going on. Father God, because you're shifting your body, you're aligning your people together. You're aligning us, oh, God, with you, Father God, that your will may be done. So, Father God, you touch and you minister right now. God, lay your hands on your pastors right now. Father, encourage them, God. Some are going through right now, Father. Some are under such pressure, God. Some, God, are being persecuted. Some are in the fire, God. Oh, God, facing almost impossible situations. But, God, we know you are yet God. And I want you to undertake for them tonight, God. I want you to minister, God. I want you to raise them up, dear Lord, God, by your spirit and by your power. Though they may be sick, oh, by shame, we send forth healing now. I speak life and I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind every work of the devil. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Have your way, God. You continue to have your way. Father, we love you. We thank you now for meeting every need, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we just want you to be encouraged. We thank God for the word. Thank God for what he is doing. Praise the Lord. I want to just take a little time, praise God, to just make a few announcements. Praise God. This is a Set Free Outreach Ministries. This is Set Free Live. We thank God that you've joined us tonight. Praise the Lord. The purpose of Set Free Outreach Ministry is to minister deliverance. Amen. To let you know that Jesus did come to set the captive free. Our purpose is to minister to the whole man, whole woman, whole boy, whole girl. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. Amen. And so we thank God for this avenue of ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. That have joined us. Praise the Lord. We do want to announce, praise God, for those of you that may be in the Colorado area. Praise God. We will be in revival coming up this January. The 13th through the 15th, 2012, we will be at Solid Rock, praise God, Church of God in Christ, praise God. And we want you to come out, amen, and be in service with us, praise God. We want to give you the address, praise God. It's 4027 Club Manor Drive, Pueblo, Colorado, where the pastor is Pastor Timothy Aragon. Praise God. The services will begin 7 p.m. nightly, amen, on Friday night and Saturday night, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Praise God. Amen. And we will be speaking and ministering, amen, just obeying God, amen, as the Spirit of the Lord would lead us, praise God. We're excited about this time of revival, amen, because we're believing and trusting God to move, that lives will be forever changed. And we know, amen, that this is a season again of authority. We're starting out the new year, amen, in fasting and prayer and consecration, praise God, amen. And God has just allowed us and led us to do some fasting and prayer, and we thank God for that. Beloved, we've got to stay in the Spirit of God, and we've got to have the mind of God, praise God, in every area of our life. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, you that are listening, and we just pray and we trust God, amen, that, amen, you will be able to come out, amen. If you're in the Colorado area, the Pueblo area, Colorado Springs area, surrounding areas, come on out and be with us, praise God. For further information, if you need further information about the revival, praise God, you may contact Sister Alice Aragon at 719-369-4048, or you may go to our website, praise God, SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org, and check out our calendar, praise God. The information and flyer will be there, praise God, amen, for you to, amen, get the information, amen. We're also preparing for our conference, amen, our WOP conference. We thank God, amen. This is our 9th year, praise God, and we're excited, amen, about this conference, amen. The Lord has instructed us to go to our nation's capital, amen, and pray. Praise the Lord. So as we prepare for this conference, it will take place, amen, July the 5th through the 7th, amen, 2012, in the beautiful city of Winchester, Virginia. The theme of the conference is Walking in the Vein of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have a great lineup of speakers. God is really blessed. Praise God. Amen. We're excited to have with us, amen, one of our guest speakers will be Pastor Bonita McGee from Duncan, Oklahoma, Pastor Shonda Robertson from Lauderhill, Florida. Amen. They will be our keynote speakers, and I will also be a keynote speaker. Amen. I will be speaking on the Saturday evening. Praise God. And I'm excited about that, and I just count it an honor and a privilege, amen, to be able to share the word of the Lord as well as the other speakers that are coming. We thank God for them. We will have a great lineup of workshop speakers. Amen. Elder Roy Tomlinson, amen, from Pueblo, Colorado, will be speaking, and my mother, praise God, will be speaking, amen, Dr. Clara Walton. Praise God. So we have a great lineup. We want you to go to our website, amen, if you want more information about our conference, amen. Until our next broadcast, beloved, we want you to continue to look up and know that God loves you, that he cares about you. He has your best interests at heart. Until we meet again, praise God. Be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you. And he cares. For your hand to guide us, a place where you